Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, June 15th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks lost ground as the NASDAQ Composite and S&P 500 both fell from record highs. The NASDAQ lost 101 points while the S&P dropped 8. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 94 points to close at 34,299. Markets sold off after new data indicated a mix of slower consumer spending and rising inflation. The Commerce Department said retail sales fell 1.3% in May from the prior month, and the Labor Department said producer prices rose 0.8% last month. This comes ahead of the wrap-up of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting tomorrow. Investors are watching for any signs the Fed is thinking about altering its monetary policy as the economy recovers from the pandemic-induced recession. Shares of Boeing added more than 0.5% after the U.S. and the European Union agreed to suspend their trade dispute over government subsidies to Boeing and Airbus. And tech shares were among the day's big laggards. But energy companies were the best-performing group in the S&P. Investors are betting that Wall Street's preference for green energy will cut spending on oil extraction, leading to supply shortages and higher prices. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.